Life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The busiest 60 minutes of your day, the Jason Wilde, Tim Van Born is on assignment. That's because of what's going on. There's only one thing going on today. 1-800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. Tell everybody what it is. Nothing's even close. Knicks and Cavs. Come on a normal day, maybe. 6:40. I realize I also have to know when the game starts. Yes, tonight is the night. Went to a place this morning. I was surprised. I said, you know what's going on today? You understand what's going on today? What? Come on. Does not everybody know there should be signs everywhere? The fastest starting pitcher in the history of baseball, the Miz, is pitching tonight. It's also against the Cubs, which is of some note, but the Miz is pitching. 1-800-990-3776. However and whatever you want to say regarding that. Jason Wilde will be on in a couple of minutes, and it's kind of a violation, but he is on the Yingling Jason Wilde hotline. But nothing the Packers could do as big as the Miz is pitching tonight. 1-800-990-3776. So what did I have to do? I'd go to Pottawatomie. Had to find out, what can I bet on Miz? I wanted to bet every conceivable bet on the Miz. All right. Let's see. What do I got? The amount is insignificant. Strikeouts thrown by the player. Apologize, it doesn't say the Miz. Over 8.5. Let's see if it says the... Oh, plus 190. Oh, baby. That means if I bet 100, I win 200 if he has over 8.5 strikeouts. I also have Miz over 7.5. I have Miz over 17.5 total outs. I wasn't so sure about that one. All right, let's go to Austin in Greenfield. Miz is pitching in just 1 hour and 40 minutes. Take it away, Austin. Say whatever you want.
Well, not only that, Homer, he's pitching against the Cubs, right? So, I mean, it's going to be even, you know, double sweetness here with seeing how well he pitches and then doing it against Craig Counsell and the Cubs.
It does add, but he could be pitching in a Little League game and it would still be important. But, yes, the Cubs adds a little extra something-something to it. I would agree with that.
No, absolutely. But I think, this is a big, if we can take the second game here, which I think we will, that's going to be big. Additionally, you know, we take a look at Miz, given how many strikeouts he throws, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how far he goes into the game.
Good.
But I think our bullpen is well rested based on the last couple of games.
Okay. So very good.
I think they're in well position.
Thanks, Austin. I really, we'll have no comment, should have no comment, because you're talking about the Miz pitching tonight. Whatever is important to you, whatever you want to mention, is fine. John, you're on 94.5 ESPN. The Miz is pitching tonight.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
You know, the thing about the Miz is he is appointment viewing. So much so that, in general, I'm more of a, I want to watch the home team bat. I want to watch him pitch. You know, I can take a breather when the bats, you know, the bats are swinging. I want to see what this guy does on the mound every single time the ball is in his hand. That's how impressive he is.
And every time a batter comes to the plate, what's the first thought you have?
This guy's got no chance.
The guy could, yeah, he could strike him out. I don't care who the other person. He could strike him out. And if he goes a couple, you know, a couple ground outs to short, that's nice. But, yes, doesn't matter who goes up there. You're thinking the Miz can strike him out. Thanks for the call. 1-800-990-3776. We should have the Miz Yingling hotline. Don't yet, but it's a work in progress. Pat Eastside, the Miz is pitching tonight. Take it away.
Homer, the Miz, appointment with destiny.
History.
The man is, he is awesome. He is so awesome. You got to call Jerry Augustine and get a quote from him.
We did. We talked about him last week. We had Jerry Augustine was on. Yes.
Do it again. He's that good. Do it again.
I should get 755, by the way. You know that's his name because he was the winning pitcher when Hank Aaron hit his final 755th home run. 1-800-990-3776. Yeah, every time the Miz pitches, 755 should be on for at least a couple of minutes. There's no rule about what you're supposed to say, what you can say or you should say. The only rule is, nothing else in the world of sports is going on the night that the Miz is pitching. I don't know, even with Ryan Braun, who is on, if ever there has been a player or who is the last player for Milwaukee that everybody wanted to watch, even if they know nothing about the Brewers. They know the Miz is pitching tonight. There should be signs all over the place, in the city, in front, all stores. The Miz, they used to have it like with gas stations or whatever. Yes. Should see in the day before he pitches like today, you should see at least 20 places where they put a sign out and say, guys, you need to put the sign out. The Miz is pitching tonight. And you can mention what time. He is now at 1-800-990-3776, the Miz Carbliss talk and text line. Liz is more with Miz. More is more. He is averaging 14.1 strikeouts per nine innings. His strikeout-to-walk ratio is 4.71, almost five times as many strikeouts as walks, which is huge. Last year, it was like 2.81. In 51 innings, he's given up 29 hits. 80 strikeouts. 80 in 51 innings. That means if he pitched 225 innings, he'd have 400 strikeouts? What? Can that be right? 5 times 51 is, yeah, 400. Yeah, what do you think of that, Nolan? 400 strikeouts, the Miz. 51 innings, 29 hits, and 80 strikeouts. Jason Woolley will be on in a little bit. All right, let's get to, I'm trying to figure out all the bets. By the way, subscribe on YouTube whenever or wherever you're listening. Just know we're live on YouTube as well. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. YouTube is taking over. All right, I'll get to the bets. If you have any others, I got strikeouts and how many total outs. The total outs at 17.5, which would mean to win, he's got to be at 18, which is six innings. I thought that was tougher. That's minus 118. For those of you who don't know, the minus means that's what you have to pay to win 100. A plus means that's what you get if you bet 100. I got plus 190 on over 8.5 strikeouts. -103 on over 7.5 strikeouts. I think I actually could have done 6.5, 5.5. 5.5 was like -400. You got to bet 400 to win 100. I didn't think that was worth it, but I did not say what I would do, and that is make every possible bet on the Miz. Mike, you're on 94.5 ESPN. The Miz is pitching tonight. Let her fly.
Hey, Homer. Hey, Homer. Thanks for taking my call. Definitely looking forward to tonight. The Miz is for sure must-see TV without a doubt. I can't think of anyone else, you know, that's in the same category. Yeah. Obviously, as a Packers fan, you know, I schedule my life around every Packer game. I'll never miss a Packer game, but it's not the same thing. We're talking about one guy, and he's the reason, you know, I love the Brewers too, obviously, but he's the main reason I want to watch every time he takes the mound. I'm not going to miss it. So excited to see him tonight. It's going to be a great game. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Homer.
You bet. There you go. There's no such thing as a wrong comment when the Miz is pitching. All right, over 7.5 strikeouts, got to bet 103 to win 100. Over 8.5 strikeouts, bet 100, win 190. And over 17.5 outs, that means he's got to go 6 innings, bet 118 to win 100. I should have bet on 5.5 strikeouts, 6.5 strikeouts, because I said I wanted to make every possible bet they had at Pottawatomie with the Miz. I actually went up to the counter. I think next time maybe I go to the kiosk because there may be some. I got to believe I could maybe bet that he's the winning pitcher, but I didn't see it. It's enough for a start. I just know when the Miz is pitching, I got to head to Pato. Jason Wilde, next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
The Jason Wilde Yuengling Hotline. He has his own. There are others, but this is the Jason Wilde Yuengling Hotline. Jason, good afternoon.
Hello, Homer. How are you?
It depends. I believe you're at a soccer game.
Currently, yes, and then back to a conference track meet as this game ends.
So do you have the most important information?
The shoes have stayed on throughout the first half. We're just about to kick off the second half.
So her game of the career season. Of goals scored with one shoe is still at one.
Still, the total is one, yes, that's all.
The NFL has approved the ability to play as many as 10 international games starting next year, up from 8. You have said it's going to be eventually even more. You think everyone's
16.
Going to have?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be 16. Yep. Mark Murphy told us, and he's not a complicated fella. He's a loose lips fella. And he was ahead of his time. I think that's actually been mentioned by Roger Goodell in recent times. I think it was at the NFL meetings.
They didn't say how quickly they were going to go in that direction.
No, they have not said that. I think it's probably tied to the 18-game schedule. If I were to guess. So once they get that, which they're going to try and get before the collective bargaining agreement is up. And again, the Players Association will be dumb and they'll take foolish little things that billionaires don't care about.
Why will they be dumb?
Because they never fight for the right stuff.
Well, but no, they fight for themselves. That my career is going to be short. I want to get as much money as I can for myself.
No. Because guess what you become when your career is over? You become a former NFL player,
correct.
A retired NFL player.
With as much money as I got. With the best chance.
Right, and no lifelong health insurance after playing arguably the most dangerous sport, although it depends on how you view auto racing, because I suppose that you could die.
I think in general, you're correct. I think the risk
and
is
so,
potential. Yeah, but...
Like, look at Tausch.
What?
Right?
How long do I get it? How long do they get it now?
Well, I think it's 7 years after you've retired.
And now my next
question
to you. Which,
again, if you have chronic issues. I mean, look at Tausch. Tausch has been out of the league now. His last year was 2010, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so now it's 2026. He's been out 16 years. And now is when his, like, His knee is all jacked up. That guy can't even play pickleball, and he's a pickleball facility owner.
Hey, can I just tell you this? I'd be okay. If I had what he has in his bank account, I wouldn't be that upset about not being able to play pickleball.
Right, but most guys don't play 11 years.
Okay.
And so once you have to play three seasons to be vested. I think if they were smart, because you know how badly the owners want this 18th game, it's the key to everything. It's the key to
having. Are they
going to
give a second bye week,
games.
Which I have suggested?
Probably, which would give them an extra week of games.
Love
too.
It. Yeah, go they, right they after continue, Labor Day all the way till the 1st of March. Yeah,
they
baby.
They continue to push the limits of their TV partners who are going to. They're going to try and bleed them dry, and eventually they're going to say, much like radio partners, quite frankly, they're going to say, we're not doing this anymore. We're not going to pay this kind of money for these crappier games while you cherry pick the best
What's
games
a crappier
and put them
game?
On streaming. Packers, Panthers.
Yeah, but... The problem are the people. Which they is, watch it. You couldn't
they
demand
do,
it,
but not to the same degree. Like there's a reason why the Packers. I'm surprised actually that they did the week three game against Atlanta as a primetime game without Micah Parsons back. But I would predict.
Yeah.
Uh oh, we've just the Jaguars have just given up a goal with a fall behind 1-0. Here early
okay,
in the,
so when
the
you go,
half.
When you have to go, just drop that. You kind of do. You hope
no,
they get
fine.
Behind 2-0 because that's apparently you're in better.
That's
shape.
Apparently the most dangerous lead in,
yes.
in,
but anyway.
In soccer and hockey. No, look there. So first of all,
yes.
I think there was a really interesting thing that John Skipper said earlier this week, the former head of ESPN, about how far they're going to push the envelope with their TV partners and
right.
the more streaming games. Like you don't think that Fox. Would rather have Packers Bears than have it on Christmas on Netflix. I mean, Netflix pays a bunch of money too. I get it.
Yes.
But one, you get to 18 games. That's one more, or theoretically,
which is great. I like
you,
it. It's one
which
more.
Which gives you
two more weeks of football.
All right, hold back up. Because
okay.
The reason why we started talking about this is because we're talking about it from the perspective of the value it would have. For owners and why the owners want the 18th game so badly is for all the things that it opens up, you know, two extra weeks of games. Cause I do believe that they'll go two buys. If they're smart, more international opportunities, more of everything. Right. And so the players have to know cause they gave away the 17th game. Like remember when Rodgers came on with Tausch and I, when they were doing the collective bargaining agreement because he was so mad, even though he's got, you know, obviously a heck of a lot more than Tausch and most players in the bank, theoretically, because, his argument was they desperately wanted this extra game and we didn't get enough in return for giving them what they wanted. Now, if you can't fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. You shouldn't fool people, as President Bush said. Shame on them. So if they gave away the 17th game and they're stupid enough to give away the 18th game without getting something more in return, then that's
well,
just
don't
criminal.
Doesn't that increase the amount of money for salaries? Right. I mean,
it,
the salary.
Right.
The,
it does. But this is you're thinking just like players. And by the way, I would be wary of the owners trying to get scratch back a percentage point of the money that goes to players. The split is what 52-48 right now or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if these greedy billionaires want more. But my point is that you have something they want. Don't squander it on stupid stuff like Jeff Saturday did in the 2011 one about less contact during the off season and shorter off season programs and stupid stuff like that. Because that's not what matters.
Okay.
What matters is, we have enough former NFL players on our ESPN Wisconsin team.
Right.
You're telling me that those guys wouldn't rather have now, because they're smart enough with the wisdom of time, to have, and so listen to, like, Bulaga's 36 years old. right?
Right.
Listen to him. If you don't want to listen to Gary Ellerson, who's 60-something, fine. Okay? He played, he might as well play with Don
Hudson. Hey, buddy, you were part of the group. You didn't do anything.
Right. And Bulaga would say, I would hope, and yeah, we can
no,
ask
he,
him.
I know he would.
He would say, how stupid were we? Don't make the same mistake we made. Get lifetime health care for starters.
All right, here's like, the question. I'm not going to argue with you, of course.
They have gotten away. Owners have gotten away with everything.
Well, okay.
I mean, hey, when's the last time we talked about the after effects of concussions? Like, nobody even talks about it anymore.
I think they're doing a better job with
it.
They're doing a better job. Yes, there are fewer concussions.
But what happens to the guys when we no longer hear their names? And that is what these players have to think about, is what about when I'm done?
Right.
What about where are they going to be
then? Here's the question, Jason, that nobody's brought up in this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
What is the offer and what are the owners asking the players to give up for lifetime insurance? I'm sure it's been asked, and what they want in return, I'm assuming the players that's too much. We're not willing to give up that much for lifetime health insurance.
Right, but it's one thing if it's the negotiation of, you know, when they're not asking for another game. Let's say it's a standard negotiation. We already know how many games there's going to be.
Right.
Like back when it was 16 games. If they weren't willing to do what it took to get lifetime health insurance, for example. And again, look, I know that there's a bunch of people that listen to our shows that are hardworking, normal people, right?
Like most of the people listening to our shows.
Right, right, right. And like my dad worked in a factory for 40 years, right? I was toward the low end of the middle class.
Right.
So I am not asking you to hold a telethon like Jerry Lewis for poor old NFL players. I am talking purely in the negotiation realm that do something smart for once for your own guys. Because what they all forget is that someday they are going to be ex-players.
But, Jason, here is what. This has been going on. This discussion has been going on for
how long?
It's no different now than it was the whole time.
Why is it different? Because they want another game.
Fine. So they'll get something.
Thing.
All right. So
They had 16 games
right.
from 1978.
But if I don't demand lifetime health insurance, I'm going to get something else.
But nothing even closely comparable.
I don't know what that is.
The owners walk away from every negotiation smirking, knowing they won. They just do.
Right.
Ask anybody.
I know, but then the players have a union.
Right. That's what I'm that's what I'm saying. The union has to do a better job.
Well, but I...
And they have, again, this all that matters here is
yes.
unlike any negotiation they had from 1978 through 2020, when it was 16 games for that entire, 48-year span, okay? They now have something the owners desperately want. And now is the time to take advantage of that, as opposed to previous years when they were quibbling over money and off-season programs and junk like that. Now is the time when the owners want that 18th game. Now is the time to say, we want lifetime medical. When I have to get both of my hips and both of my knees replaced, and I'm forgetting stuff because I have the early stages of CTE and my wife has to deal with me. I want to be able to go to the doctors I want. And your goal is to make $27 billion a year.
No, and my answer is if we don't get the lifetime health insurance, what else do we get?
You will not get whatever they give you instead will not be worth anything close to what the lifetime health insurance would be worth. There's just nothing. That's why the owners don't want to do it. Because that's why they want to use your logic and say, no, we'll give you this instead. Because that all will be far, far cheaper. That's why they don't want to do it. Like, I don't know, how much does it cost to get, like, Chewy got an MRI recently, right? Maddie got an MRI for her hip recently. It was like $1,300 after our insurance. I'm not driven by money. I just want to pay my bills.
I technically agree with you, but there's only one problem, and the problem is the players, and you can't blame anybody else but the players.
Right, which is why, you're agreeing with me, which is why I'm saying they have to do it this time, because this is it. This is their last shot.
No, they'll have...
Right, but they won't have more games to use as collateral their negotiation. Right. They're never, if they go to 20 games, then they don't give a damn about anything.
Well, no, they give a damn about one thing.
Money.
As much money as I can get now.
Yep.
The value of present money. The quarterbacks are making $60 million.
Right, but Joe Average, the guy, like they just signed the kid from Vanderbilt. The corner who beat cancer to come back and play. That kid, I'm rooting for him. Or, you know, Jerry Rice's kid. Now he's Jerry Rice's kid, so he's got a pretty good head start on a lot of other people. But players in Jerry Rice's kid's level, those guys are, as Lee Rummel used to call them, ham and eggers. They are constantly fighting to just stay in the league, and those guys are not. That's great. The quarterbacks are making $60 million a year. Those guys aren't. Those guys will never see $60 million in total earnings.
Right. Here's my next question. Jeff Saturday, I don't know him. You know him. He's a smart person. He's not?
No, I don't think he is. Not when it comes to negotiating.
Well, no, they got people.
Jeff Saturday.
And then the guy before him must have been an idiot. And the guy before him must have been an idiot.
We're standing at practice in spring of 2012, right down the street.
How about the guy now?
Lambeau
he went to
Field.
Cornell, didn't he?
Yeah, well, there's. I'm not going to go down that road right now. That's a longer discussion.
All right.
My issue with him, with Jeff Saturday, is we're standing there at an OTA practice on the sideline. It's me, Pete Doherty, Domofsky, Wes Hodkowitz, all standing together. And they're doing an 11-on-11 period. And he turns to us and says, does that look like non-contact to you guys? You guys should probably write about that. Hey, man, let's worry less about how much contact there is during practice, and let's spend more time working on, hey, how do we make sure that these guys have the mental health resources that they need? You're not going to convince me otherwise that they did not. And, again, I wasn't in the negotiating room, so maybe Jeff Saturday will look at me and go, Jason, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. But this negotiation, this specific one, where they are, because remember, in 2011, they weren't negotiating adding a 17th game. So in Jeff Saturday's defense, they weren't asking for something enormous like they will be the next negotiation. But back then, the big accomplishment was, hey, we got less OTA contact and a shorter offseason program. We don't have to come back in March the way Tausch used to have to do. So they want an 18th game. Make them pay through the nose for it and make sure that when you're 46 years old and you can't play pickleball because your knee is all jacked up and you need a new knee, the NFL's picking up the tab because you played 11 years in the league and that's why your knee doesn't function.
Okay. And I don't, I mean, anybody's saying they're going to, the guy running can say, yeah, we can make them pay through the nose, or how much more cash do we all get now?
And it won't be nearly as much as what the value is of lifelong health insurance. It just won't be. That's why the owners would offer it, because it would be less. Like if the owners were magnanimous and said, you know what, we make so much money off you guys' backs, we owe it to you to have you get lifelong health insurance.
Even though you're not smart enough to ask for it.
Yeah, right. We've made enough billions of dollars.
All right.
Think about this. The Vikings, Red McCombs sold the Vikings to the Wilf family for $600 million.
Yes.
And now it's worth like the organization's worth $12 billion.
Right.
Yeah, I think you guys can scrape together what it takes to have health insurance. Sorry. All right, I gotta go.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Jason Wilde on the Yingling, the Jason Wilde Yingling hotline. Yeah, he's. I mean, I agree with him, but it's on the players, not on the owners. I don't blame the owners. Nobody forces the players. They've decided in all these years with, I think, intelligent people in charge, they want the money now. Get as much money now as they can. How about the health care? Well, we'll deal with that when it happens. Or, and so, yeah, whatever benefits the union wants, there's a certain value there with the health care, and then there's a certain value with cash now, I would think. Milwaukee weight loss. I started at 229. I'm at 204. Some days I'm 25 less, 26 less, 27 left. And the key is, it's not just I started this in late January, but I'm going to be at that level for the rest of my life, and I expect that to be many years. Why? Because as people said to me who had done the Milwaukee weight loss program before I started, it's almost easy. And it is almost easy. I eat less. I'm happy eating less. Any weight loss program that does that is an A+. And you know why it's an A+? Because almost all of them can't do that. Yeah, you could lose weight for a couple weeks, maybe for a month, but where are you in a year? You're back up to the same weight. What's the point? That's not how Milwaukee weight loss works, not just for me, for others. There's no intense workouts, no counting calories, no points. There's no, you got to do this, you got to do this. No. The way they set it up, you'll eat less, and then you will continue to eat less, as people before me, as me. So you go to MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, 262-235-3980. Ask all the specifics. Many patients drop 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two, which is great. But where is it in the third month or the fourth month? And you'll still be down 30 pounds, as I am, close to 30, 26. I can get to 30 when I want. I'm kind of like right where I am. They say, Homer, you got to get down to, that would be 199. Fine. No problem. Couple more salads. Cheat a little less. And I'll be home. Yeah, I could cheat a little bit. Why? Because even over the end of the day, you eat less and you're okay eating less, even with a little cheating now and then. It works. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. 262-235-3980. And I don't know if it'll be the Miz or how do the players not get lifetime health insurance? Because they don't want it that badly. Jason wants it that badly for them, but they don't want it that badly. How do I know? This debate has been going on for 30 years, and the cost of health insurance has been going way up. And players were hurt then, they're hurt now, and every negotiation, they failed to get lifetime health insurance. And anybody thinking the owners are going to be nice, I don't know what responsibility they have to be nice. It's nice when they're nice, but I don't know how you can count on anybody. That's how I appreciate these rich people that are so kind to donate to all the charities and all these things are going. Yeah, they're rich, but you don't have to do it. And it should never be taken for granted when they are. But doesn't mean you're mad at the ones that don't do it as much. So, players, they don't want it that badly. Never have. And I'll give you a little tip. They won't get it this time either. Not because of the owners. Because of the rule of life. You don't get it unless you want it badly. They are exceptions. That's why they're called exceptions. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Is it the owners or the players? It's like when my kid messes up, it's my fault. Probably it could be, but I don't know. The owners, bunch of greedy bastards. They need to take care of the players like they're in third grade or kindergarten. Come on. They don't want lifetime health care that badly. That's the problem, always has been, and it will continue. What we don't know is What are the alternatives? You get this or this. I can't believe it. All right, you get lifetime health insurance, you get this. If you don't get lifetime health insurance, you get this, or whatever the number of years they get. If that hasn't been presented, then, yeah, they should fire everybody leading the union. But if it was the union leaders' problems, it would have changed. It hasn't changed in how many years? This is Steve in a truck. Let her fly.
Hey, Homer, pleasure to speak with you. I go way back to the Sparky was your producer days.
That's right. I had many Sparkies, actually. The first Sparky was a woman.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I know that.
That's right.
Well, I'm with you on this. I'm kind of with you on this one, you know.
How can anybody be against me?
Well, you know, Jason brought up the point his father worked in a factory for 40 years and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Mark Tauscher, God bless him. I love him. Packers paid him over $25.27 million over the course of his playing career. I think the dude can afford his own insurance.
Yeah, he can, and Jason. But yes, I don't know what the health care is in the other sports, so I'd have to check. But football would appear to be the sport with the greatest risk of injury, though. Knowing Tony Smith and NBA players, man, they all seem like they're hurt too, though not the same degree. I would say baseball has, and I don't know what the deal is with baseball. They've always had a very strong union, but when something has been a certain way for, I don't know, 50 years, when did they start the union? I remember Ed Garvey, like 71, and it's never changed. Then, you know, they also haven't gotten manicures or pedicures as part of the negotiation. Why? Because they don't want it that badly.
Does WISN still pay your health insurance, Homer?
What?
Does WISN still pay your health insurance?
No, they don't. But I pay for health. I pay for health insurance, and it has over time gotten more and more expensive for everybody. So, 1-800-990-3776. I just don't call the owners greedy. They're in a good situation because of the battle between TV networks and streaming, and that nobody watches TV live on networks anymore. So you have all these people that want, and you have an audience. So they now have other people competing for their product, and that means do the same. They're going to make more money, and it could conceivably cost us some, probably does. TV's always hard to figure out. It's like the phones when you had to pay for long distance, then you got long distance free, and then it just seems like you're paying the same. You don't have cable, and it's less, but then it's more when you add them all together. But there's only one problem in the NFL. People like it. And if people like it, it's just like college sports, football, and basketball. The guy who took over LSU, I think it's Wade. He just signed the guy, Lewis, who had played with St. John's, crazy guy. And then I think he played in the NBA, and now he signed with LSU. They all signed somebody else. Yes, college football and basketball is professional sports. It's a professional league, and each professional league has kind of different setups and it's not going to change until the players involved decide to have some limitations. Like, I guess schools can do it too, where if you don't want to play by, you can only sit out, you can only transfer once. Then you can go play in some other professional league. I don't know the dynamics of that. I mean, they have rules in the NFL, they have rules in the NBA. You would think they could eventually have rules for college basketball and college football, but the players would have to agree to it, and right now they're like, why should we? Oh, baby, this is good. People getting tons of money. I can't tell you how it stops, but I think the easiest way to change it is that would have the best effect would be limiting transferring where you can transfer once where you don't have to sit out. But college basketball is better now. The quality of play is better in the tournaments. Some of them are pros. Now, they're not as old, but some are as old. The Marquette player they got from Louisville, I believe, turns 23 in August. And I think there's some now, I don't know, say LSU, the guy there. Hey, it's the deal. I got the money. I don't know who the other guy he brought in. Somebody played in the various, but the kid that Marquette has, I think, played 3 years in the professional league in Germany, then 1 year at Louisville, and then supposedly he has just 1 year left with Marquette, but I'm guessing he'll probably try to sue or do something that he has more than 1 year left. 1-800-990-3776. Enough. Back to the only story that counts. The Miz is pitching tonight. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
One 800 990 3776. The Miz is pitching tonight. The Card Blues Talking text line. You can say whatever you want. There's nothing wrong, because the only thing that matters is that it has your attention, because it is the most important thing in the world of sports, not only tonight, but every night or day that he pitches. For starting pitcher, the fastest pitcher ever in the history of the world. History of Major League Baseball, I guess. I'm assuming no one has done better than that. As a matter of fact, when I put it on Twitter, the Miz is pitching, the only thing more important, the end of the world. To which I got a tweet, I think you're underselling it, Homer. And I said, good point. Bigger than the end of the world. I mean, the end of the world would mean no more Miz. Miz wouldn't be pitching. All right, so my bets, I got Miz over 7.5 strikeouts. Bet 100, or I got to bet 103 to win 100. That's over 7.5. Over 8.5, I bet 100, I win 190. I could have bet over 5.5 and over 6.5, but the odds were so bad. But I don't know, maybe I violated the rule that I was going to make every conceivable bet on Miz. The number of outs. Total outs, over 17.5. That means six innings. I got to bet 118 to win 100. I didn't. I think the best bet is my, you got to bet 103 to win 100, Miz, over 7.5. So those are three bets. Next time he pitches, of course, you'll know about it here. It starts in about 40 minutes. Also, again, because YouTube is taking over the world, everybody wants to watch and be able to see it in addition to hear it. So I had to participate in the chat. The Miz is pitching tonight. Did I tell you the Miz is pitching? I don't know who is pitching tomorrow, but the Miz is pitching tonight. To which the only response I got was, Homer is, I don't know if he says simping. I actually thought he meant pimping. I don't know what simping is. Simping is for billionaires.
I don't think you're pimping.
Wouldn't that could be used, though, that I'm pimping for billionaires, the owners. Right? Doesn't that what that means, too, or not? What's simping mean? What's that?
Simping means you are – so that's like when a man falls in love with a woman really fast.
Yeah.
And only talks about her or is over the top about her.
And that's called simping?
That's called simping for her, yeah.
When did that start?
I would say within the last 5 years.
Okay, I don't feel bad then.
I think you're simping for The Miz, but I don't think you should feel bad about it.
No.
I think you should simp for The Miz.
Well, no, because it's legit with the girl. You don't know. But this is the real deal. If you could somehow prove that was the greatest girl ever in the history of humanity, then fine. Then I don't think it's simping. Simping to me means something that you do where you're going too far.
You just learned the term 2 minutes ago.
I know, but it can't be. It has to mean that to some degree. Because if if the girl was that great, right, the greatest girl ever, like the Miz is, you wouldn't call it simping, right? Simping means you're just kind of over the top. Am I right?
I think that's fair.
Yeah. So you can't go over the top for Miz. You can't say the sun is too hot. You just can't. In addition, yes, I don't blame the owners. It's amazing. The players don't want it. It's their fault. And I believe some of the players are smart, and for whatever reason, which is they were going to have to give up more than they wanted to give up to get lifetime health insurance. It's not that complicated. Not on the owners. If they got it and a certain group of owners didn't give it, then it'd be different. This is the same thing for 50 years. Players don't want it that badly. And Jason's right, especially if you figured out the numbers. If you demand lifetime health insurance and they don't give it to you, you should be getting a ton of money on the other side. 2 tons, maybe 5 tons. All right. Over 7.5 strikeouts for the Miz, over 8.5 for the Miz, and over 17.5 total outs. Next time he pitches, I'll have more than 3 wages. Fastest pitcher ever. Ever. I checked. Ever's a long time. Oh, they're going to talk about the PGA Championship. The guy who won, who wears 2 gloves. And it's the covers on his irons. That is the first thing when you're playing with somebody, if they do that, you go, he stinks, she stinks, except for the new winner of the PGA. Should follow him. His story and the way he talked about his family after he won was spectacular. And he wasn't simping. Like, the words they had weren't good enough. His head come up with one. Now I know how old people felt when I was young. Next.